Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address the challenge of leaving a job that's comfortable but unfulfilling. We'll begin with a question from someone who's having a hard time leaving a job that's boring but familiar. And then during the second segment, we'll discuss what happens when your job changes and you're getting signs that it's time to leave.
Breaking up is hard to do, even when all the signs say it's time to go. I hope that our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question for today?
I've been in the same job for too long. I know it's not a good fit and it doesn't use any of my talents, but it's comfortable, it's a steady paycheck, and I know all of the players, coworkers, management, and clients. I keep thinking I should leave, but I'm too scared. I don't think I will find anything. What should I do?
I think there's a lot of people out there in this situation because we hear it and we see it a lot.
Yeah.
That, you know, comfortable, steady paycheck, you know, the players, you know, you know, your coworkers, your manager, you know, everything. So why leave? And, you know, you have to prove yourself at another place. But on the other hand, I mean, I'm somebody who doesn't really like comfort because then it goes to the negative usually. It's I like to keep being challenged, but not everybody likes that. So if you know you should go, just take baby steps. You know, it doesn't have to be like a big fell, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, you got the resume and you're going to on big interviews. It just slowly, you know, start networking at industry events. You know, you want to talk, I can tell Catherine.
No, I'm with you. I actually wrote down break job hunt down into smaller steps.
Yeah, really small.
Yeah, teeny tiny. I actually think one of the things that's interesting about this, so I think in many cases, it's easier to be dissatisfied in a comfortable situation than it is to venture out into the unknown. It's like we're comfortable complaining about a certain
thing. Is the key word here.
Yeah. So what I was thinking is I think one thing that you definitely want is to get support of some kind, whether it's another disgruntled employee who also would like to take action but isn't. I've actually had a client do that with one of their colleagues where they just met after work, on a regular basis and got each other to revamp their resumes and take some action. Or whether it's hiring an amazing executive coach or whether it's creating some form of accountability. I know some, you know, community places have like job boards or job groups or, you know, that kind of thing. So I think, I don't think you can rely on yourself to do it on your own. Is that a fair thing to say?
I do. And I think you should even start smaller. That's just my feeling is that I think you should just start looking at your job description and looking how you can update your resume because there may be some new things you're doing that you want to take some credit for. It's just slowly start fixing that up. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn, which your resume would just appear on. If you don't have a headshot, you know, have somebody take a good photo. But I do agree with enlisting the help of somebody.
Yeah.
And it could be a friend who's very good at this. It could be a spouse. It could be a family member who's very good at this.
Yeah.
That, you know, has no problems doing it. So they might support you.
Right. And then the other piece is getting a picture of what you want to do. Because, again, I think if you've been sitting in this isn't what I want or this isn't really using my skills, you can have fantasies of what you would do, but you may not have a real picture of the kind of work that would be fulfilling for you. So even if you took everything you can't stand about your job, made a list of those things, and then wrote the opposite, that's probably closer to what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And just, you know, all jobs are online now. You can just start, you know.
Window shopping.
Exactly. And see if anything interests you, or there's a company out there, maybe they're a competitor, and they're doing something that interests you. You know, so just start taking steps, because they ultimately add up. Within 3 months of taking baby steps, you have something.
Yeah.
And you may be ready to actually go out and go on an interview. Maybe not. If you have trouble with interviewing, you might want to sign up for some kind of interviewing workshop so that you can get a little better at it.
Yeah.
Most universities have a career department where they're teaching this kind of stuff. So just start motivating yourself to take these baby steps. I think it's really important. I mean, even if you are happy, you should always be fresh. You know, your resume should always be ready. You should always be kind of ready for what the next step might be. That's my feeling.
So we're saying that you have to push through your own resistance. One, we're encouraging you to get support of some kind, two, and to take some baby steps. And if you do keep thinking that you should leave, but you're too scared, here's the other thing. I think if you could give it these baby steps, even 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes three times a week, something will happen. But you have to allot the time.
I mean, maybe even buy a book on this. You know, look, go on Amazon.com. They have so many books about, you know, starting your job search. You know, just start taking baby steps, but you have to do that. So don't procrastinate that. So if you're thinking this, start today.
Right. And notice if you're tired of complaining.
Some people,
that can be a good indicator, too.
Some people never get tired of that.
Notice if other people are tired of listening
that
to you complain.
That would be more like it. Yeah. They don't want to hear it anymore. So take some positive actions for yourself.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2 or find us on Instagram and follow us at My Crazy Office.
And if you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 228-28, My Crazy Office, and we'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what happens when your job changes and you're getting signs that it's time to leave. Yeah, so what are those signs? Sometimes you're cut out of meetings. Sometimes you just have a gut feeling. You see the department you're in is being reorganized, and you're wondering, are they going to need me? Because this is kind of redundant. There's someone in another department that does what I do. I mean, you should start, if you start to see those kinds of signs.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you get reduced responsibilities, which is along the lines of what you're saying, if your department is noticeably shrinking or has been separated out, I've seen that happen where they take a department and put it separated out from really the growing departments. So you become a little bit of a utility closet. If you notice that, I think in addition to that you're excluded from meetings, but that you're no longer making decisions. That's another one of those... not good signs.
Yeah. So
what happens when you see those signs?
Well, then you got to jump to the first questioner, which is you better start taking actions to find your next job. You can wait until they, you know, hit you with the package. Or you can take actions for yourself, which I think going to work every day, knowing that you know, it doesn't feel good when you start to be cut out of things and you see the writing on the wall. So it's best to just take some actions for yourself, get your resume updated, and start looking at what else is out there. You don't have to live through this. This can really lower your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now I'm going to talk about the people who don't want to read the signs.
Okay.
And in the cycles of change, the cycles of grief, there are those predictable mm-hmm. phases that people go through. And you may be someone who quickly notices when things change and then gets into action, or you may be someone who would prefer that things didn't change. And so if that's more your cup of tea, then the likelihood that you're going to be in denial and that you'll be then trying to bargain with yourself, that you'll be trying to keep finding reasons to hang in there mm-hmm. is quite high. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the challenge. And we talked about this earlier, mm-hmm. Kathy and I were, and Logan, we were talking about what happens when you're not willing to read the signs. Everything except a hook taking you outside the door is hanging over you, but you don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Denial.
Well, it's hard to take these action steps.
It is.
It is.
Know, and especially if you have other things going on in your life. Maybe you've got kids or you're in school getting another degree and you've got a lot going on. It's maybe you're an elder taking, you know, elder care, and this is just not
a convenient time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that may be all true, but it's always good to take care of yourself and, mm-hmm. you know, start taking these positive actions towards finding your next job or your next career stop.
I feel like that's all the more reason to push yourself when it's not just yourself.
When if it's you have others other who people. Depend on you.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Almost use that as fuel.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And you'll probably get support from them also if you tell them that this is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. This is why I think it's good to have your resume always in the right. You know, you should always be job search ready. This is just my opinion. No one ever listens to me. I mean, they tell me later, oh, you were so right. But, you know, so, you know, you should make sure that all of those things are together. So we get a request for a speaking engagement. I don't have to go first take photos or come up with a proposal. I have a whole thing of them.
Right.
So, you know, same with your career. Why, you know, you should always be job search ready. Whether you use it or not is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. But that to me is the difference between somebody who's controlling their career and someone who's just a job.
Yeah. And then I think the other piece is that if you notice that the changes that you're fighting the changes that have occurred, because that's usually part of denial, then your job as best you can is to just really open your eyes and admit what's happening, what has changed forever. For example, and we see this all the time, right? With new management and maybe initially they come in and they're very friendly and they're like, we want everyone here and we care about you. And ultimately,
a year later,
I wish you could see her face.
Biggest eye roll.
Right. Yeah. A year later. Exactly. They're pushing you out the door. So, the part, again, that's secure, that wants the comfort, that likes how it was before, that part is going to may have a hard time really accepting and recognizing it's over.
Yeah.
So you have to move on.
Yeah.
So I guess what I would say is just notice if that's your tendency and do the best you can to open your eyes. And again, get support. If change is not a comfortable thing for you and your job changes or your company changes, then it's time to bring others into the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. So that's it for this My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.